Could you please introduce yourself for those who aren't aware of who you are and, you know, with your mob and country as well?
Yes, Lizzie, my name's Charlie Rowe. I'm the programs manager at Carwell Medical Services in Toowoomba, Queensland. I'm a proud Kamilaroi man. My country is Toomala, Boggabilla in New South Wales.
Fantastic. And so thank you for talking with us about strong fathers and strong families, Charlie. First of all, what makes a strong father?
I believe a strong father, Lizzie, is a bloke that can walk proud and strong in community and in his family. For him to do this, I think he has to have a healthy mind so we can all start making healthy choices for our families and just the everyday life we live. We, you know, we've got drugs and alcohol that influence our way of thinking and anger and DV. So my role or my passion is to make our fathers and men, uncles, pops, carers walk strong and deadly again.
Yeah, that's fantastic, and we really appreciate the work you do. How can a father's, because we think of the mum's side, you know, with fetal alcohol spectrum disorder and what happens with mum and that connection with bub and the alcohol exposure there. But what about dad's? How can a father's drinking habits affect bub's health?
Well, look, I think the alcohol gets into his sperm. So me personally, I think he helps contribute to FASD, and we've got to educate our mob that drinking before sex or during sex and after sex, that can have an impact on baby's life and the outcome of that baby's life with these mental health issues and learning difficulties and all that sort of stuff, Lizzie. So while I'm trying to make our fathers strong by not drinking and taking drugs, I also educate them that they're not the only ones that need to stop drinking. Mums need to do that as well.
Yeah, it's a joint effort, right?
Yeah. It's like every choice you make with a partner, it's a joint. You know, you've got to be on the same playing field to make decisions. So, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And now we don't want to shame our dads or, you know, our deadly families, you know. It's not an Indigenous issue, FASD. It's actually an issue for parents everywhere. You know, what are some of the challenges, actually, that first-time dads face?
I think there's a lot of challenges, Lizzie. You know how we deal with stolen gen coming passed down through the mob through generations. I think that has a lot of effect on how us first-time dads handle rearing a kid. A lot of us blokes, including myself, you know, grew up that we didn't have a dad around. So we didn't know how to cuddle or hug or communicate with our babies and look for milestones with our children as they're growing up. As you know, babies have certain milestones they've got to reach at certain ages. And if they're not reaching those milestones, what to look for or take them to the doctor. So A lot of the guys I deal with, unfortunately, haven't had that love and safety net of a dad and the complete family. So they really struggle showing affection, showing emotion. Unfortunately, they only show emotion with anger and DV. So trying to teach them, you know, communicating with your child and loving your child and bonding with your child and making the right choices for your child is very important in breaking that cycle that we've all been put through and still are going through.
Absolutely. Would you say that, you know, looking at, you know, being healthy for your child is kind of like your child is your source of strength as well, as much as you are to them?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Look, I'd let these fellas know our children are our strong leaders in the future, and what our fathers do with our children, the babies see and learn from. So, you know, again, it's trying to break that cycle of bad behaviour, I suppose, yes.
Absolutely.
And our children need to feel safe and use us as their rock, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
You know, taking a leaf out of your book, how do you work with our deadly dads, you know, in alcohol and prevention and education so that they can stay strong and healthy and so their kids can as well?
I'm not an alcohol and drug expert, but under our Carwell umbrella, we have a program, alcohol and other drugs, where we have a case manager and a counsellor. I talk to the blokes and, you know, if they really want to change and really get off the habit they're doing, I refer them to them guys.
Just thinking, you know, how do you kind of start that conversation?
Oh, look, I'm a black fella, Lizzie, and I just ask it straight out. You know, us black fellas are sick of being lied to. And the brothers, they enjoy the honesty. So I just ask them straight out. I tell them how it is. And look, I get great commitment back from them because they say, you know, thanks, brother. I do want to give it up, but I need your help to walk through that door and make that first step. So it works, Lizzie, believe me.
Yeah, no, well, I mean, it's coming from a genuine place, so that really counts. You're not being fake, you're being pretty real. So that's all anyone can ask for at the end of the day. What else do you do?
Look, I used to drink a lot too growing up, and I've only been in the health service for the last 5 and a bit years, and I've seen and understood what long-term use can do to the body and mind. So it's about educating our kids and preventing the uptake of drugs and alcohol before they get to that age. It's letting dads and mum know that constant use can, you know, really affect your body, your kidney, your liver and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, you see people that are living their life three to 4 days, 6 hours a day, getting their blood flushed out at renal. So that's the consequences of this substance abuse that has been introduced to us. So education, I love going to schools and talking to kids about alcohol and drugs, you know, safe sex, making sure their health checks all done and all that sort of stuff. So to close a gap in health and education, we need to be doing this proactive stuff so that we can close the gap.
Absolutely. And there's so many things in our, not so many things, but, you know, there's those corners of our lives that we need to pay attention to, not what's just in the centre.
That's right. And it's housing also, Lizzie, and it's the
culture.
Social scene. Yeah, culture, you know, education. I believe our kids are very, we look at pictures from grade 1 to 5, you know, then we've got to start learning to read and write properly, you know. So that's where I think our gap is in education, that our kids can't understand that language because we have our own language, of course, and it's deadly. But, you know, I never finished high school either, Lizzie. I quit halfway through grade 9, and I've had a very extensive work career because I pushed myself and wanted to work hard. And that's what I want to sort of give back and make sure our kids understand that they need to work hard to get where they want to be.
What key message, you know, would you like dads to take home from, you know, our young today?
They need to realise that whatever they go through life and whoever puts them down and whatever life throws at them, they need to realise that they are actually a somebody. And somebody that has people that cares for them and loves for them and wants to look after them. And if they realise that there's somebody, they can start making changes in their life to benefit family, community and themselves. They need to hold their head up and walk strong, be proud of their culture, be proud of the colour of their skin and just stay strong. In saying that, Lizzie, I'd like to add what Frederick Douglass said in 1855. Black slave over in America, and he escaped it all the slavery and all that, and become a well-known person. Now, he said this in 1855, and I still think it rings true so much today. What he said, Lizzie, was, it is easier to build strong children than to repair broken men.
That's it. That's it.
Yes.
Thank you. Well, thank you so much for your time, Charlie. It's been a really great and valuable interview, and we'll hope to catch you next time.
Thank you, Lizzie, and thanks for the time to interview me. It's a really good program that we run down here, and we'd just like to say thank you.
Too Deadly. Cheers.